B-Pod Studios.
A mix between gospel, country,
yeah,
and
crack.
We are the world.
Yeah, a little we are the world.
We are the world, a little mixed in, yes. It sounds like a bastardized song from the 80s to me.
Yeah.
It's a little, like, is that not the hokiest thing you've ever heard?
Yeah, it's not good.
Isn't there like a Minnesota Viking song that we railed on? Was it a Viking song? Remember, or was it a Packer? I forget, but there was one song or what something that we played not too many months ago that we said, oh, that is a horrible fight song.
Probably.
I thought it was the Vikings. I'll check it out.
It might be the Vikings. Mm-hmm. They're pretty dumb. They're pretty stupid.
Yeah, it was a typical, like, another Midwestern folksy.
Go figure.
Yeah.
Minnesota, those passive-aggressive jerks, if you ask
me.
It's
the home of Prince, man.
Well, then I would think you'd be able to come up with something a little bit better.
Yeah.
Like, Philadelphia is the real home of rock and roll.
Well, you know, some of Prince's music, though, you know, it takes a little while.
It takes a little while to get adjusted to?
Yeah.
What?
I don't know.
Change the words to Purple Rain? I don't know. What do you do there?
Yeah,
what do you do, Trey? These are the questions we need to ask. Here on 97.5, the Fanatic WP in Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Xfinity Studio. Only from Comcast. 8 o'clock hour was brought to you by Martin Law, the law firm for injured workers. Visit PAWorkInjury.com. 9 o'clock hour, now brought to you by The Baxter. Dumpster in a bag. Get yours today at Home Depot and Lowe's. For details, go to TheBaxter.com. On the line with us right now, a man that spits nothing but truth and fastballs, Mr. Ricky Pitalico from Philly's pre- and post-game live on NBC Sports Philadelphia. What's up, Ricky Bo?
What's up, guys? I'm on my way to Cafe Denona.
All right, now just to clue everybody in, Ricky and I are both fans of espresso.
Okay.
We enjoy espresso.
Okay.
We try not to drink coffee, we try to drink espresso. So we have an espresso machine at NBC Sports Philadelphia, mm-hmm. and we refer to it as Cafe Denona.
Oh, okay.
So now, everybody, are you having one before the broadcast today, my friend?
No doubt. No doubt.
You're going to need one, man. Now, you were, like I said, spitting nothing but truth after Game 2 loss to the Cubs because somehow, magically, the Phillies did not have their four best arms available in the pen. Ricky, you played for years in Major League Baseball. Have you ever seen that before where your four best arms are all of a sudden not available? And not only not available against one of the best teams you're going to face in the NL.
I was in close to, 1,800 games. I mean, not pitched in, but I was present at about 1,800 games. Never was I in a bullpen that four guys, especially your back-end guys, were not available in one night. So, no, I mean, that to me was like, how in the world does this even happen? It shouldn't. There's no way that should happen. You should have somebody available at the back end of the bullpen every single night, let alone four guys. That's nuts.
Now, who do you blame the pitchers? Do you blame Gabe for not having him ready? Who do you point the finger at?
Well, the readiness thing came with Neshek a couple nights back when they got him up, but they got him up too late. I mean, that shouldn't happen to start with. You should know your pitchers. I mean, that's on Chris Young. That's on Gabe Kapler. You have to know where your guys stand every single night. I mean, there's usually a percentage that you come in and you say you are. I don't even know if the players have that that right to say, hey, I'm 80% tonight. I might need an extra minute to warm up. I don't even know if they're there anymore. I don't know if the analytics takes over and it says that, well, you know, he warmed up twice or this. You know, it's just something that there should be a communication between the pitchers and the manager. There's no doubt.
And you made that point the other night. And Bob Cooney here had a good quote from Neshek saying he's the fastest to get ready. He takes no time. He just needs to get ready a little bit, a couple of warm-up pitches. Apparently, he didn't get the call until it was 1-0 on Jason Hayward on Tuesday night. So he turns around, it was Monday night. So he turns around to the camera and goes, yeah, I'm not ready yet. I've thrown one pitch, maybe two pitches. Now, with him throwing 11 pitches as a warm-up, is that the reason you think he wasn't able to pitch two nights ago?
That's my assumption. I have to look at it that, you know, Neshek has had this thing about him that everybody says he can't pitch two nights in a row. That does not come from him. I want to make that clear. From what I understand, that is not from him. And he has said, you know, I'm not that guy. I want to pitch and this and that, which, I mean, could be could be him just sugarcoating things. I'm not really sure, but you have to take his word for it. But I do believe that nowadays they take into consideration when you warm up. They count that as almost being in a game at times. It depends how hot you get. But for a guy, when he's a little sore and you still have to use him, you try to get him up about 5 minutes early just so you toss first to break up whatever might be in your shoulder or whatnot. And then he could get fired up. So that was a miscommunication.
So, Rick, when he says, no, I'm not ready yet, I've only thrown two pitches, but then after the game or the next day, whatever it was, he says, I can be ready in a minute. They know that. That's been my career all throughout. Shouldn't Gabe Kapler at that point said, okay, he's only thrown two? Isn't it pretty easy in baseball to, like, stall a little bit, go make a visit to the mound, send Chris Young to the mound, and allow him to get that 1 minute to be ready to come in?
I'm not so sure, but I think he did send Chris Young out there.
So,
and at that point, I'm guessing that Gabe made the decision to stay with Sir Anthony. He was probably like, well, this guy's not going to get 100% ready. If he's not, on certain nights, I'm sure he's like four, five, six, seven pitches, and he's done, and he's ready. And then other nights, it's 20 pitches. So he probably figured, well, we're already here. He's probably not going to get ready now. So I might as well just stick with Sir Anthony. And that's just a mindset. Sometimes you just don't have a feel that somebody's going to be ready to go in the game, even though he's telling you, you know, give me two more minutes or whatnot. Maybe that's just not enough to get Neshek to where he has to be. And I don't, you know, pick up the ball and throw it and you're ready. At his age, no way.
Yeah.
Absolutely no way. I will tell you this much. When you first come up, that adrenaline rush hits, and it's like one pitch in the bullpen, and I used to call down and tell him, okay, I'll be ready. I get eight on the mound anyway, so I'll be ready.
Rick,
it's a matter of feel for the reliever.
Yeah. How much this is my feeling, and I think you kind of hit on it the other night. How much is them not having that go-to closer every day? The guy, okay, that's our ninth inning guy. We can kind of funnel around 7, 8, 9, and we'll figure it out who's available, who's not. But you know in the ninth inning you have that guy. Them not having that closer, how much is that affecting everything else?
Bob, you've been around long enough, and I've seen enough baseball. And I'm gonna go back to when Andrew Miller took over the playoffs. And that has become a glaring issue in the fact that everybody looks at it that closers can be used any time in the game. That's a bunch of garbage. You know what? Andrew Miller was that other guy, the guy that could do pretty much anything. He could close. He was able to come into situations. They also had guys that didn't mind being in the ninth inning. I'm not going to give out a name here. I said it to Farzetta because I'm not going to embarrass anybody. But there was a closer for the Phillies that came up to me after I was traded and asked me, how do you do it? How do you get over a blown save? I don't like that position. And it's not just one guy. There are many guys that do not like that ninth inning because it's a finality thing. And in their minds, it makes them, I don't know if it's a nervous thing or just an uncomfortable thing, but you have to have somebody in that ninth inning that doesn't think about it being the ninth inning. They just think, I have to go get three outs and we're out of this game. And if you don't have guys like that in the ninth inning, you are going to see tenseness. You are going to see guys that just don't want to be in there and are trying to survive instead of trying to finish games off. I do believe, number one, you should have two setup guys and one closer. It should always be like that.
And does it help everybody else in the bullpen be comfortable to fit into their own roles?
100% it does. I would go into spring training, and if there weren't roles, every reliever would go in and be like, we need roles. We need to have some kind of an idea of when to get ready, when to get the mindset going. It's impossible to go out in that bullpen, sit out there for 162 games, and be mentally prepared every inning of every game. It's impossible. You have to have some kind of an idea of when you're going to get in that game.
Speaking with Ricky Pitalico, so before we move on from everything last night, I know the name that a lot of people will throw against the wall is Craig Kimbrel. Are you on the Craig Kimbrel train to sign him here in Philadelphia?
You know, I'm going to say I'm kind of teetering right now. Look, would he be a great acquisition? Yeah, but I mean, is he the guy that is going to come in and be lights out after not throwing now, and we're in May going towards June? It's going to take him a long time to just get settled in and get up to speed and get up to game time situations. If you could sign him for cheaper and not have to go those extra years, I think it would be great. Yeah. Sure. You know, you'll have him in the background. But we also have Tommy Hunter. We also have Robertson, who are nowhere to be seen right now. And I think that's part of the problem nobody has really brought up. Mm-hmm. These guys, Arano's down. All these guys are down. Mm-hmm. And I think that stems back from years past of different ways of using these guys. And when that happens, this is what you see: injuries in the bullpen. And I don't think the Phillies have, how do I put this, guys that are mentally strong enough right now to be in that closer's role that are being called up from AAA.
No, you put it great the other day. Babies. Go ahead, Rick. You can say it again. They're babies.
I said they're babies, but I said all around the league they're being babied.
Right.
They're being babied into their positions. That, and yeah, it's being babied. And I bet you there's relievers out there that'll say we're being babied. I mean, it's just one of those things where either you're a rough, tough individual out in the bullpen or you're soft. That's the bottom line.
My man, Ricky Pitalico, NBC Sports Philadelphia Phillies pre- and post-game analyst. So maybe somebody helps you in the bullpen that's named Vince Velasquez. He says he wants to be in the starting rotation still. I don't think that's really a surprise to anybody, but if you're the Phillies, would you possibly move him into that bullpen?
I was saying no, 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 no. Now I have to say yes. I mean, you know, Vince is a no-fear guy. And I liked, actually, he came into relief early in the season, and it was no nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
I think you have to take the thinking away from him. And the only way to do that is throw him in the bullpen, cut him down to two pitches, and say go. And I think it would help. Look, will it take him some time to get into a situation where he can go 2-3 days in a row? Yes. But I don't believe it's a bad thing right now. I mean, Cole Irvin, besides last night, I mean, he made some bad pitches because of the fact he got caught up in their best hitters is what happened. You look at who he faced last night, and when he gave up the runs, it was all the stars of the Cubs. And now Nick Pivetta all of a sudden is throwing extremely well in AAA, so there's going to be some changes here soon. But I think Vince Velasquez to the bullpen would not be the worst idea in the world.
Yeah, I think I was against that for a while as well. I wanted to see how it worked out, and this is how it worked out. He should be in the bullpen.
Well, Mark, how long are we going to sit here and say, what guy are we going to get? We know the guy we're getting. We're getting Vince Velasquez, who's going to use up all his pitches before the fifth inning.
So true. I mean, look, we've been patient enough. It's time to make the adjustment and also help fill a need that the Phillies have right now. Ricky, what
ding,
time?
Ding.
Yeah, what was it, in-game?
No, you said ding, ding. He agreed
ding,
with
ding.
You.
Oh, my goodness, Ricky.
He's not used to that, Rick.
Right. Ricky, what time?
Yeah, not with you guys.
What? Okay, so let's see. Cafe de Nona, you're on your way in there right now. And then you got Phillies pregame live. What is that? What time is that starting today?
I believe it's 1:30 till like 2:07.
That a guy. Catch him on NBC Sports Philadelphia, Phillies pre- and post-game live analyst, Ricky Pitalico. Thanks for coming on, brother.
You got it, guys.
Ricky Pitalico. You can also catch Ricky on the Fanatic Baseball Show with Andrew Salchunas occasionally.
Yes. Yeah.
He'll be a regular call-in guest right there as well.
I should have written it up to you. I would love to have heard what he had to say about baseball players and marijuana.
I was thinking of trying to work that in, too. But
because that's the most, I guess, tightly regulated of the sports.
Yeah, I guess because you still need a note for Adderall.
Yeah, like it's pretty strict. I wonder what he thinks personally, and then, too, about, like, you know, guys in the league and if that's transferring over to baseball as well.
I don't think he would be an espresso man and a marijuana. That seems
Ricky, but like I'm sure he knows some guys that smoked a lot of during their playing days.
Yeah, okay.
Should we call him back?
Should we? I'll text him at the next break. And I was like, by the way, your thoughts on the guns?
Yeah, by the way.
And I'll just say, if you don't want to talk about it, I'll just say it's from somebody else I got text messages from.
That asking for a friend.
Exactly. Asking for a friend. But no, you walked us through the whole kind of, and I don't want to say program, but the regimen of a regular NFL player when it comes to the guns, right? When it comes to being tested, just the average Joe, not someone in the program, but just the average Joe, like Chris Long was talking about, how it's almost a joke. Like, you know when you're going to get tested.
Yeah, you know exactly when you're going to get tested around the time frame, because it's the way it was, and it's probably the same right now during the team OTAs, or when most of the guys are there, that's when they're going to do all the testing, because everybody's there. But that's how it was for us when we had our mandatory mini camps or whatever. Then you knew that, okay, they would test certain number of groups. So if we had a 3-day camp, they're going to test 3 days. So you're going to get three groups right there. And then after that, you have maybe a month and a couple weeks, you know, for the next OTA. So then now you would say, okay, well, you know what? I got a couple more days. You can kind of hang out a little bit. Then you have to get started to getting back clean again, because now you could possibly get tested during the next mini camp or whatever. And then once training camp hit, I think they would knock the rest of the guys out that they haven't tested yet, and then you would be done for the year.
Now, Jamie brought up the name. Was it Randy Gregory?
Yeah, he's failed 7 drug tests dating back to college and his young NFL career.
Okay, what the hell is that guy's problem?
How many did Josh Gordon
fail? Well, in college now, you get tested a lot more.
Okay.
You know, so you're in college, you're getting tested more.
I want to say he had like 3 coming out of college when he entered the draft. Or so. He's had a lot in the NFL, too.
Is it random in college, or they got to tell you?
Yeah, it's random in college.
Yeah, it's random. I had to take a couple, even for D3 lacrosse, you know? So I would imagine somebody at University of Nebraska, a big program that had some, you know, marks on his record, probably found its way to him a little more.
Well, I got a lot of money riding those D3 lacrosse games.
Yeah.
So when you get into the program, though, is that where it's random?
No. Now, when you get into the program, it's a two-year thing, and you have to. It's random, but you're getting tested maybe 3 times a week, and you have to. If you travel, you have to let them know. Like, look, hey, I'm going down to wherever you're going. Like, one time I went down to Miami, and I was playing golf with Al Harris down there, and a drug tester came down and he called me off the golf course, and I had to go in. Yeah, had to go pee.
Was that the time he told you? That's what he reminded.
Yeah, he was like, "Hey, man, you about the same size as such." And like, wow, dude! Like, this is really like that. Right now, you want to give me that while I'm up here with my shirt pulled up and pants down to my knees, and I got to take this drug test, and you want to say that I'm the same size as somebody?
You're doing comparisons?
Yeah, like, that's kind of weird. But yeah.
I'm not afraid to tell you, Trey, that is the weirdest thing I've ever heard in my life about anything
ever.
Yeah,
I'm like, well, you know.
All the things you don't want to hear.
Oh, is that a 9-iron?
Yeah. I'm like, I can't pee now. I need more water. I need more water.
Go figure. Go figure. So all this comes back around because Chris Long went on the Dan Patrick Show, the recently retired Chris Long, one of my favorite athletes ever in Philadelphia sports. And he talks about marijuana use and how he would smoke. This isn't the, is it CBD oil?
No.
CBD is a non
it's cannabis.
It's a cousin of cannabis.
Right, but what I'm saying is that sometimes marijuana will get said and people automatically think smoking. But sometimes it's not. So that I'm just differentiating he is smoking.
CBD oil, this is something that's kind of fairly new.
Yeah, illegal in most places.
Well, also people are looking into it more and more because people are talking about like recreational marijuana and that's legal, or decriminalized wherever. But they're also looking at it from the medicinal purpose where you can't smoke it.
Well,
that's
the appeal of CBD, is it's medicinal without the effects of the marijuana. Uh-huh. So it helps. There's ointments and tinctures and you know, all sorts of stuff you can use, oils that's supposed to be healthier for you without the effects of marijuana.
Well, the only reason I bring it up is just to illustrate to people that he is talking about smoking marijuana. Yes. This is like, it's not one of the other things.
He is not using CBD.
Right. No. That's the only reason I bring it up.
Or maybe making brownies or something. I don't know.
Right.
Yeah.
So he talks about how it helped him deal with everyday life in the NFL.
I recently got some CBD for my dog, by the way.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, she's got a bum leg, and we're trying to calm her down a little bit.
Okay.
So we're trying that. It's apparently good for anxiety as well.
Yeah. All right. So
Scooby snacks.
The story...
The story comes out
yesterday from Chris Long on the Dan Patrick Show that he would use marijuana throughout his career to help him deal with everyday life in the NFL, and he would smoke it. But he said he didn't necessarily go for the pain aspect because he said he got more pain relief from Toradol.
Now, you're thinking about a defensive player that's mindset has to be on aggression all the time. You know, at some point, you're going to have to kind of figure out a way to calm down just so you could be just a normal person throughout the day.
To turn it off.
Yeah, to turn that off. You know what I'm saying? Where it, when you're in practice. Now, Chris Long came up in a time where, too, where practices were a lot more physical. So that aggression had to be on all the time. I mean, on all the time. And he's one of those high-strung guys, high-energy guys. So he probably needed something to kind of bring him down a little bit just so that he can function around throughout his, with his family and just be normal. You know, because he's always just...
I'll put it to you like this. So people in this business, and obviously, Trey, you played the physical business. This is the much more the mental. For us, a lot of times, we have to be on.
Yeah.
Like, we have to be on. And I never thought about that until my brother-in-law mentioned something to me. And I was like, oh, God. Damn it, why'd you put that thought in my head? Like, it can be mentally taxing. A lot of times you get done a show, you're exhausted. But to turn it off with that is something that some people might go to. I mentioned that, like, the way I turn it off is I have my me time, and I, like, I rock a video game for 20 minutes or something. Some people need a little bit more than that to turn it off. And I understand that. It's not particularly my bag, but I don't look down upon it like I used to or other people used to because so much more information has come to light about it.
Which would you rather have when you're talking about athlete? Would you rather have that raging alcoholic or someone that smoked a little weed?
I'd rather have the guy. Anybody compared to a raging alcoholic for the most part, I'll choose the other as opposed to the raging alcoholic.
Yeah.
If it's raging alcoholic or the latter, I'll take the latter.
Yeah.
But when it comes to that, it's kind of a similar thing in that I don't want them doing it before they play. I don't want them doing it while they're playing. Like I don't care what they do on their own time, but when I'm paying for a ticket or a fan is paying for a ticket to go watch them play at the highest level, I don't want performance... Look, I don't want performance-enhancing drugs. I don't want performance-hindering drugs either. Now, I know some people say, oh, marijuana actually helps the way I play. Yeah. All right, then fine. Then it's performance-enhancing for you. I don't want you on it either.
Yeah, right. I don't think you're going to... It's not like how back in, what, the 70s, where you had players in the halftime smoking a cigarette.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's not happening. You know, so, yeah. It's that, like, if you're doing something as a way to calm down, you know, do your thing.
Who was it? Was it Doc Ellis that pitched the no-hitter on LSD?
LSD, yeah.
Did you get good?
That might be a little much.
David Wells, I think, was extremely hungover during his perfect game.
And then his teammates, some teammates, I think David Cohen refuted it. It was like, dude, he wasn't hungover. Like, he wasn't hungover.
He was probably hungover every day.
Exactly. I'm not going to date, but I'm not going to
That's just his norm.
If it's a bet on whether or not David Wells was hungover,
He was hungover. Does he look like a guy that wouldn't be hungover?
I would be like, are you not hungover today? What's wrong with you, David Wells?
David, go get you something to drink, man.
Dude, you're a pitcher. You're a lefty. You can do whatever you want. So we'll get into that a little bit more. But this does remind me of a story that I'll tell from the perspective of Doc Emmerich. Jamie, you might have been around when he told this story. But it has to do with a player smoking a cigarette in the dugout of a Phillies World Series.
Vaguely sounds familiar.
I can tell a 30-second version of this. So
Doc's the nicest man in the world.
He is the kindest human being you've ever met. But he's telling a story about an off-duty police officer, or police officer in the Yankees dugout during the 1950 World Series, I want to say. 1950 or 60. Joe DiMaggio's playing against the Phillies. All right? Yankee. So he's smoking a cigarette in the dugout. Joe DiMaggio's smoking a cigarette in the dugout. He hands the cigarette to this cop. And he says, hey, hold this. I'm going to go hit one out.
Yeah.
Joe DiMaggio goes and hits one out. It's the only run of the game. Yankees win 1-0. He goes back in the dugout, sits down, doesn't think about the cigarette again. The name of the police officer in the dugout was Frank Rizzo.
Okay.
And through his mayor tenure or whatever, kept the cigarette butt in a plastic bag in his desk in his office.
That's awesome.
But to your point, yeah, there's Joey D was smoking a cigarette in the dugout.
Yeah.
Go figure. 610-632-0975. We got Joe, we got Will, open lines after that, and Trey.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
He has got a story for you about possibly the greatest prize ever given away for any competition.
Absolutely
ever.
Amazing.
Or maybe the worst prize ever. We're not sure. Maybe you can help us decide. Coming up in a few here on 97.5, The Fanatic.
Hey, I've got a nugget for you. It's the best jeweler store in Philadelphia where all the couples are going to get engaged. Golden Nugget Jewelers. Golden Nugget Jewelers has the largest selection of engagement rings and is the only store in Philadelphia to carry designer brands such as Takari, Verragio, Simon G, Michael M, Jeff Cooper, and more. Open 7 days a week with the best price guarantee. Located at the corner of 8th and Chestnut, right in the heart of Jewelers Row. Golden Nugget Jewelers is the official jewelers of the 76ers, Flyers, Phillies, and the official jewelers of the Philadelphia Eagles. Of course, you can shop online at goldennuggetjeweler.com, but the best thing you can do is check out their beautiful showroom on the corner of 8th and Chestnut, right in the heart of Jewelers Row. Make the most important moment of your life exactly what you dreamed it would be at Golden Nugget Jewelers, where Philly gets engaged.
97.5 The Fanatic. Farzetta and Trey in the morning.
Welcome back, everybody. Farzetta and Trey in the morning. Don't forget, we're going to name our tool of the week tomorrow. Brought to you by Hollid's True Value and Garden Center. Hollid's tool of the week. Spring is here. That means it's time to head to Hollid's True Value and Garden Center in Lafayette Hill, where you'll find everything you need to bring your yard to life. If you need it, remember, Hollid's has it. Also, don't forget about the Fanatic Deal of the Week. Get your 2019 Victory Golf Pass for just $29 with the Fanatic's Deal of the Week. Gain access to over 300 of the region's best golf courses, including 25 private courses, all at huge savings. Check it out now at 975thefanatic.com. Keyword deal. Get your Victory Golf Pass before they're gone. Supplies are limited. All right, Trey, you have an incredible story for us about prizes to win in a squash tournament, but we have a man in Vietnam. Will, good morning, Vietnam. Oh, no. No.
No.
Will, are you there?
What's up? Hey, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Are you on a payphone in Vietnam? Yes, I have you.
No. It's just horrible Wi-Fi, man. That's all. My bad. Yeah, I appreciate everything you guys do. Like, I've been over here for the entire playoffs. You guys made it awesome to listen to the games and, like, the feedback after the games. You really made me feel like I was still in the city. Like, I live in L.A. now, but you made me feel like I was still in Philly, guys.
Oh, thanks, man. I appreciate it. But you're in Vietnam right now, though.
Yeah, I'm in Hanoi right now.
Wow. That is incredible, man. How is it over there? Are you working? Are you just having fun? What are you doing?
I'm working a little bit, teaching English, having fun, just a little bit of this, a little bit of that. I'm saving a bunch of money. I used to be in the military, so I get disability for the military, so. And that's actually, like, what I wanted to talk about. You guys talk about the marijuana.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I live in L.A. normally, and it's legal there. Like, it's like we voted on it. Like, the whole state, marijuana is legal. And, like, I deal with some PTSD issues. You know, I hurt my neck when I was in the service. And, like, weed has done wonders for me. And it's zero tolerance in the military. Like, so I'm 100% behind Chris Long and what he's saying. Because, like, honestly, like, you go into these places, and if you got, like, you got something going on with your head, it tells you what kind of weed is going to help you with what weed.
Wow.
And what's going to do what. Like, the science is so much more advanced now to where it actually, like, can signal one person for what strain will help you to make your life better. Like, and is that what we want as Americans?
Absolutely. And Will, that's what you fought for, and I appreciate your service, man. And I really appreciate the nice things you said. I'm glad we could help you feel like you were still experiencing the NBA playoffs here in Philly, man. That's nice, man. Thanks for calling in, brother.
I appreciate that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, keep doing what you guys are doing, man. You guys are great.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it. That's really nice. And I'm glad it's helped him. And if you need help, and that's helping you, by all means, have at it, right? Mm-hmm. That's what I say. But, Trey, you have this story.
Yeah.
That you told me about a little earlier, and I still don't believe you.
Okay.
I'm not calling you a liar.
Okay.
But I'm just saying.
When you say I don't believe you.
I'm saying the people that wrote it, I don't believe.
Okay.
You, I believe, genuine. People that wrote it, I don't believe it.
Yeah.
Bob, you be the judge here. Go ahead. Right. Go ahead, Trey. What do you got?
So you had the female, I guess it was a, I don't know. It's a women's squash tournament that was going on. Where was this going on? It was in I don't even know. I can't even pronounce it.
Probably Florida.
No, I don't know where this was. I'm not sure. But anyway, so they had some prizes for the squash players.
I've been to a squash tournament before.
Oh,
I actually had a good time.
Okay. Yeah,
the U.S. Open of squash at Drexel.
Oh, that's what's up.
Well, fun fact, yeah.
Hold on, you want me to believe now you're not highfalutin?
So, one of the things that they have for, you know, when you go and you win one of these tournaments, they have some stuff that you can, that they would give the winners.
Uh-huh.
You know, one of the things was a waxing set. You know, where, you know, you can go, I don't know, something to help you with waxing. Also, they had an exfoliator for their feet. You know, yeah, kind of help out with the feet.
Absolutely.
You know, keep the feet feeling nice and smooth.
Totally.
But the cherry of it was a pure fantasy vibrator.
Like a massager?
Oh, no. A vibrator. It is sold as an elegant personal stimulator designed to give one a sensual pleasure.
All right, so I think this was in Spain that this happened.
Yeah. So this was in Spain.
which kind of makes a little bit more sense because they're a little bit more free over there.
Yeah.
With their sexuality, I guess.
I guess.
So they gave away in a women's tournament.
Yeah. Vibrators. You get a vibrator. You get a vibrator. You get a vibrator. So
like that.
Did batteries come with it, or
I'm thinking so.
I think I got my swagger back.
You have to win a different squash competition for the batteries.
Yeah. So they gave all of them vibrators. I mean, you know, exactly.
Who really won here? The exfoliator people. The one you mentioned was a pleasure pack?
Yeah, it was a pleasure pack.
And what was the first thing?
The one was to help you wax. You know.
Could there be more sexist things?
A waxing kit and an exfoliator for the feet. And yeah.
Ooh, Rex Ryan would really like that.
Yeah. And then the pure fantasy
Well, that's who's
vibrator.
Coaching the squash team, is Rex Ryan.
Yeah, pure fantasy vibrator, you know, so there you go.
When you win, you get the gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah, you get the gift that keeps on giving, you know. So then it makes me think, like, you know, all right, yeah, but these toys and stuff, like, is there a market for gently used toys?
A consignment shot?
A consignment shot.
Of sexual toys?
Yeah.
The Salvation Army of?
Because you got, the toys were tight, like, gently used, you know? So,
yeah, no, I'm going to go no on this.
So, which
Babe,
is
the,
like
the
a,
bills were a little high this month. I had to go to the consignment shop to get your new toy.
Gently used the Ultra Hulk.
I believe on eBay.
2000.
I believe eBay, huge market for this stuff.
I mean, as twisted as it is, there's most likely definitely a market for this.
Well, oh, no question. If you saw online, like, gently used
sex toys.
Thank you. And it was just like,
it's the Ultra Hulk 5000.
But, like, here,
be
suction cups.
Be on the lookout for a description of, hey, I was playing in a squash tournament and I won this thing and I don't ever use it. And never used.
Gently used.
How's
everyone doing? That's the term that's used. Gently played with.
Gently used.
Yeah, gently used.
That's the pretentious language that surrounds things like used cars.
Yeah.
For most parts.
This was gently used.
It's never been washed.
The Hulk 5000.
Bobby buying it?
The Hulk 5000.
Pepperoni pizza or sausage.
What?
Yeah, no.
I wonder why you're getting Howie involved in this.
Come on, that's terrible!
What, Matt Stairs wasn't there for the presentation?
You guys are dripping with sweat.
I didn't think so.
Gently used toys.
Gently. Bob, ruling?
Yeah, I think that someone was giggling.
Getting your ass hammered, guys. There's no better feeling than to have that done.
Jamie, you haven't lost your touch.
So the women that chose these toys, yeah, they went on and put in their resignation. They're like, yeah, you know, we quit.
They
know they were getting fired.
Oh, so they did have a little wherewithal.
Oh, yeah. I guess when it came out, they were like, because I guess the ladies that won, they complained, and then they went back to the committee, and the committee whoever was over the committee, they're like, yeah, we just go ahead and we're going to resign because we see that this was not the right way.
You know who I'm going to ask about this, it being that it took place in Spain?
Mm-hmm.
Next time I see
JJ Ortega Whiteside.
Damn right I am.
We love it. We love it. I think it's incredible.
That'd be good.
Oh, by the way, I have another ruling on how you pronounce his name.
So we went with Arcega.
I ruled that out because that's an Italian pronunciation, not Spanish. And then Arcega was another one.
Okay.
How do Spanish people say Barcelona?
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 I'm not sure.
Barcelona!
Barcelona.
Yeah, there is a little bit like Litz.
Barcelona. So Arcega.
Arthaga?
Could be.
Almost like a TH?
So correct. Like a lisp?
Like, I don't think so. I don't think that's how you say it.
Arthaga?
Let's not lisp shame. Come on, people.
No.
We're better than that. Yeah. Joe in West Philly, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Joe?
Hey, what's up, fellas? What's going on? You know what? I was thinking that maybe they gave it out because, you know, for pregnancy, you know, 9 months going to ruin any season. But anyway, I thought they were playing the female court.
There you go.
So they were being proactive. Yeah.
They were being gentlemen when you think about it.
Yeah. You know, 9 months you're going to miss any season. You can't have 3 girls pregnant during the season. You know, 9 months going to ruin any season.
That's right.
You know, just for female sports. But you know what?
Now we're pregnancy shaming. My wife is pregnant, damn it.
Love that. But I think your Twitter poll is hitting to something, man, in 2019. That says a lot. I mean, I think people forget these NFL guys. You see these big, strong, muscle-bound guys, big, giant offensive linemen or whatever. But, you know what I mean? These guys, he's having a surgery, a knee surgery, a scope surgery, a back surgery. You know what I mean? And these guys have all types of minor surgeries and major surgeries. I mean, we just forget about that. I mean, athletes, we started out on the hardest pills. I remember in the 80s, it was Vicodin. In the 90s and 2000s, it was Percocet. You know what I mean?
And Vioxx, really, yeah.
And there's really nothing else you could give these guys. Cause, you know what I mean? For the pain they go through, the surgery they go through, there's really nothing else you can give them. So, I mean, I think a little marijuana, just that's what it takes to, you know, to make them feel better, you know what I mean, or slow them down or get them in a rhythm. I mean, I'm with you. No way you do it before a game or you know, all that kind of stuff like that.
That's what I think everybody is, Joe. Thanks for the call. I think everyone's in that realm. They don't, as long as what they're doing doesn't affect what they're doing on the field. If they need that time to chill and just relax, maybe alleviate pain, then by all means, do what you got to do. But when it comes to the field, that's where I don't want it affected in any way. I want it to be the purest form.
Whether of THC. I agree.
Yes.
By the way, our buddy Mike in KOP just sent us a DM.
Oh, yeah?
He discovered the Reddit page of used sex toys.
Yeah, I'm just looking at this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's something that's...
So you can put them for sale and buy them if you want.
Yeah, it's a Nicole Aniston fit.
We no longer.
What does that do for you?
We no longer. Wait, what was that? Nicole Aniston?
I don't know.
Is she somebody we should know?
We no longer.
Is it Jennifer's sister?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. She looks like Jennifer. Huh?
Yeah, we no longer. No, wait, that's a. I know who that is. That's a adult film actress.
Why do you know who she is?
Well, he just acts like it popped into his head.
Yeah,
like,
it popped all right.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Because I met her. I used to do an event that was
are we going to be getting calls or text messages about this?
No, nothing of the sort. And I didn't know who she was, and then because I was having her fill out a waiver, and someone was like, "Yeah, she won't be signing anything." And I was like, "What are you talking?" And the person telling me made Trey look like a little person.
Yeah,
and I went,
"Oh, I see.
I think I know what's happening." Have a good day, sir, ma'am. Have a wonderful event.
Well, there is a marketplace for used underwear that women sell, so it makes sense that there's a marketplace for used sex toys.
You know what? We have failed as a society.
Yeah.
We have failed as a society.
I mean, I don't want to
kink. Even the people in Spain are quitting.
Gently used.
Yeah, I don't want to kink shame here.
Yeah. I mean, you know, yeah, you got to let the kink out, man. I mean,
yeah,
you know.
Let the freak flag fly.
Yeah. We certainly played with.
You know, this show is a
public. Having the time of his life.
I don't...
Yeah, pass me the drone. You can your name is John. No, say John.
You leave Bobby out of this.
So how do you feel like if we go to a golf tournament and we get gift bags all the times and somebody has you open the gift bag and there's some vajankles in there?
What up?
Oh my God. We're playing in a golf tournament Tuesday.
The Rex Ryan tournament.
All right.
Sponsored by vajankles.
Right. Time at the Fanatics 943.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Farzetta and Trey in the morning.
Welcome back, everybody. Don't forget about the Night Nation Run. It's the world's first running music festival. First running music festival. And it's coming back to Xfinity Live on Saturday, June 1st. This run will take you through an illuminated race course to many different DJ stages, finishing with an explosive main stage after party featuring top EDM DJs and special guest celebrity performer. Huh? How about that? How about that?
Hmm.
Sounds like fishnets and G-strings to me. Sounds like a good time.
Stay away, Zeke.
Yeah, Zeke.
Stay away from Zeke.
Zeke Elliott, not invited. Start and finish at Xfinity Live and run around Lincoln Financial Field.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
You'll marvel at the views.
Yes.
We'll party. We'll have ourselves.
Nation Run. They do some cool stuff. They do like the black lights and all that, yeah?
Oh, yeah. No. Yeah. They do a great job, man. Yeah. They do phenomenal work.
Yeah.
Don't forget, tomorrow you can catch us on twitch.tv. Just follow 97.5 The Fanatic on twitch.tv for our post-show showcast. And you can also send us your sexy weather report, maybe from Spain, if you play squash or not. I don't know. Jamie, you have confirmed that there was a couple more stages here. I think a couple more Reddit sites to purchase things
for the sexy weather report.
No. Was it sweaty socks?
Oh, I didn't see that one.
Egan typed that up, I believe.
Egan. Yeah, that I believe that
he took a break from being on that site to type that up for us. But we do have a sexy weather report that you can give us every Friday. Simply call our sexy weather hotline and deliver the upcoming weekend weather in your sexiest, hottest voice. If you give it to us the best, ladies and gentlemen, if you give us the best one, we'll hear your sexy weather report played Friday morning. That's tomorrow morning around this time. Call 610-771-9759. That's 610-771-9759. Give us your sexiest weather report. And it's all brought to you by Delilah's Gentleman's Club and Steakhouse. Always on top. Not too bad right there, ladies and gentlemen. One quick thought here. Because the Eastern Conference Finals get back underway tonight, right? Game 4 is taking place.
Game 5.
Game 5. It's 2-2 now. They tied it up. Before all that, are we done with Drake? Or is this going to keep happening? Like, allowing him to, like, massage his coach's shoulders and walk up and down the sidelines, like, practically taunting another player?
I think the fact that Mike Budenholzer, Milwaukee coach, came out and said something, and now like Stephen A's talking about it, it's become such a subject. I think you're going to find Drake is pretty much glued to his seat for the rest of the home games in Toronto.
You think so?
I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can't keep the owner down.
Yeah, I was going to say, he's what, a minority owner?
Yeah.
you can. You know, if you're a Toronto player, all you do is like, you run towards him and you act like you look the other way, and then you act like you trip a little, and they're like, what the hell's going on here? He's on the court, you know. There's ways to handle it.
Who's the biggest bastard we have in the film? Serge Ibaka would probably lay a bigger hit and just have him run down the floor. Well, send the message.
Yeah, but you want a Milwaukee player to do it. You don't want a Toronto player to do it.
Oh, I thought you just said if you're a Toronto player.
If you're a Milwaukee player, I'm sorry.
If you're Giannis?
Yeah, if you're Giannis, or send like a scrub in there. Just go in there and hit Drake and then fall down to the ground, act like it was his fault.
Charge or flop? Charge.
That happened in Curb Your Enthusiasm with Shaq and Larry David.
Yes, it did.
He tripped him, and Shaq, I think, broke his foot, and then Larry brought him all the Seinfeld DVDs in the hospital.
What a great show. Jamie, go give us put a bowl on our Twitter poll, please. Brought to you by Window Nation. If you're shopping for windows, shop windownation.com. And don't forget, you can save 50% off on all style windows, plus make no down payment, no payments, no interest for 12 full months. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
We got 3,400 votes, roughly. Woo! And the number did not budge pretty much all day. 91% of people do not give a damn if their athletes smoke marijuana.
Go figure. Good for you, America. All right, let's get our takeaways of the day in here. Ladies and gentlemen, let's start it off with Pat Egan. Pat Egan, what is your takeaway of the day?
Yeah, my takeaway is going to be that I'm now taking proposals for business offers to be a partner with me in a consignment shop for gently used adult toys.
There you go.
So just hit me up.
God bless you.
Email me if you want to get interested.
That's Pat Egan, ladies and gentlemen. Very nice. Jamie Lynch, takeaway of the day.
My takeaway of the day is that if you can think it, not only has it been sexually done, but you can probably buy something that accompanies that weird fetish you have and let your freak flags fly, people.
Aren't we all better people? Bob Cooney, takeaway of the day.
We've been in a lot of golf outings collectively. I have never been so excited to look in my gift bag as I will be on Tuesday when we golf yet again.
We're not going to mention if there's any special things in there.
Just saying.
We're not going to mention the golf outing. Not yet, at least. No. Trey Thomas, take away the day.
Let the freak flags fly!
I feel like we haven't grown. We've dematured, detured.
Let it fly.
But we don't kink shame. There's one thing we don't do, and that's kink shame.
No, we believe in equality.
We don't kink shame.
No, that's you're damn right. That's how it goes. My takeaway of the day is that Chris Long has inspired some of the greatest Twitter feeds in the history of Twitter feeds. Chris Long, thanks for everything, buddy.
Tell the rat's ass about Twitter.
Stay tuned for Gargano and Martinez Middays here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.